When the weather turns warmer, typically crime goes up. During the COVID-19 pandemic, though, it's been just the opposite for the most part. As more people stayed home and stopped moving about, there was a large drop in reported criminal activity. But as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, there are exceptions.
It is a sound of firecrackers, not gunshots, filling the streets in one Chicago neighborhood often plagued by gun violence. Down the block, 35-year-old Shantavia Sims, watching her young son play, says she's skeptical about crime being down during the pandemic.
It seemed like it got worse to me. Like, for myself yesterday, I saw it behind my house. Some boys was just came and shot while me and my baby was in the back. Like, every day. It's constantly on the news every day or something.
There has been a surge of homicides and shooting victims over recent violent weekends. It's tragic crime news here and in other cities that's gotten the most attention, but overall crime is actually down. University of Pennsylvania law professor David Abrams has been keeping track. His website, citycrimestats.com, details what's been happening in different categories of crime in more than 25 major cities across the country during the COVID-19 crisis.
People reacted to the pandemic in all sorts of ways and decreasing economic activity. They stopped going to work. They stopped driving their car. They stopped walking around the city. And crime also stopped.
It didn't stop completely, but Abrams says there's been a massive decline, a more than 30% drop in overall crime in cities like Baltimore, San Francisco, and Chicago. Violent crimes like aggravated assaults and robberies also fell substantially. That wasn't true of murder. In some cities, there have been sharp increases compared to last year. Abrams says a year-to-year comparison, though, is too short a time to determine any trend.
When you look at the homicide data and compare it to levels over the past 5 years, we didn't see any significant impact of the pandemic.
Even so, University of Chicago professor Jens Ludwig, the head of the Chicago Crime Lab, says it's a big puzzle why shootings and murders haven't dropped while other crimes have.
Murders make up far less than 1% of the crimes in these cities. But murder is so damaging to families and communities. And I don't think that we've got a great understanding of why they haven't declined.
Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, agrees it is complicated.
Look, the reality is that we have, in some ways, the perfect storm.
Which includes, she says, a pandemic that compelled people to stay inside and stymied the normal operations of jails and courts, plus the underlying causes of violence.
And that's poverty, lack of hope, despair, not enough access to really the things that we know build healthy and strong families and communities. And we have way too many guns on the street.
There's more positive news when it comes to drug crimes. They plummeted by more than 60% compared to previous years. Ojemar Mitchell, an Arizona State University criminologist, says there are several reasons why.
Drug crimes are measured by arrest, not citizen reports to police. During a pandemic, the police aren't necessarily employing the proactive police tactics and practices that typically result in discovering drugs.
The pandemic seems to be driving a lot of the reduction in crime, including home burglaries. But in commercial spaces, there's been a bump in burglaries, up by almost 30% on average across the cities examined. Professor Abrams says there was a dramatic jump in car theft in Philadelphia, with increases as well in Austin, Denver, and Los Angeles. Baltimore was the only city that saw a substantial decline.
So if people are leaving their cars on the street, they have no need to use them. They're not checking up on them as frequently. There's also just less foot traffic around, fewer people to observe. I think that makes for more attractive targets for would-be thieves.
Those targets and any COVID-19 impact on crime will likely change altogether as more cities try to reopen their economies. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.